Hello, salutations, greets, and what's up? It's Bob Holman here, traveling across the nation on a 12-week, 13,400-mile road trip with a 15-person film crew, a big yellow truck of gear, a 10-passenger van, and the Dolly Parton tour bus looking to find and film The United States of Poetry, a PBS series. This is the art of spoken word.
Listen to the skies. Listen to the sound. Something on the land. Something going down.
It ain't a poem.
You've just listened to the classic opening to The United States of Poetry, the first words by John Trudell, founder of the American Indian Movement, and closing words, if it ain't a pleasure, it ain't a poem. That was William Carlos Williams. So in the United States of Poetry, we tried to have at least one poem in each of the five episodes that would cause some TV stations not to air the series. Dennis Cooper's poem was the one that was most likely to be selected. It's a poem about the nightlife in the gay life.
His neck was stiff from watching the street for men who'd buy him. I came by around 4 a.m. No luck. It's been slow all night, he said. I couldn't see why. He was skinny. And maybe 20, with eyes you would steal. Not like the ghosts on most corners, guys so bored they beg to be beaten. I'd have bought him, but he needed more than I had for less than I wanted. Stood all night, approached by no one, while creeps were snatched up like teens. Smoked his cigarettes, he leaned back, and the sun crept up on our weight and our ages, until cars wouldn't slow and heads didn't turn. We turned and walked home to our darkness.
Poet Sparrow. Is he a street poet? I don't know what kind of poet he is. I think he's been dropped down like the rain, which is exactly the setting he had when he rose above the citizenry at the library on 42nd Street in New York and delivered this poem to the citizens of New York City.
I have lived in this city 25 years. And all that time, I have dropped things. I've dropped tissues, letters from women in Santa Fe, New Mexico, money, the keys to my house, books by Jacques Prévert. And all this time, you, the people of this city, have pointed to me and said, "Hey, sir, you drop something." And then I've picked it up. You have watched over me all these years, and I've waited till now to thank you.
Quincy Troupe, jazz poet, poet laureate of Harlem, very well known for his poetry about basketball, other sports. Yet here he is, settling back into domesticity, watching his newborn son take over the house.
Used to be I would be lying there in Margaret's lap, alongside her sweet soft thighs on Sunday mornings, sipping champagne, sucking on her soft open lips, drinking in the love from her moist brown eyes. Now, Porter's there, giggling, 20-month-old squirming squeals, a tiny spitting image of me, his eyes kissing everyone, including me. And me, well, I'm sitting here, apart from them, alone, hungry, in my favorite chair, watching television and watching them watching me.
Joseph Brodsky, Nobel Prize winner, emigre from Russia to find a land of non-censorship, wrote a lot about the politics of the world, but he also had a softer side, a gentler side, a side that could be a song.
I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish you sat on the sofa and I sat near. The handkerchief could be yours. The tear could be mine, chin bound, though it could be, of course, the other way around. I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish we were in my car and you shift the gear. We'd find ourselves elsewhere, on an unknown shore, or else we'd repair to where we've been before. I wish you were here, dear. I wish you were here. I wish I knew no astronomy when stars appear, when the moon skims the water that sighs and shifts in its slumber. I wish it were still a quarter to dial your number. I wish you were here, dear, in this hemisphere, as I sit on the porch, sipping a beer. It's evening, the sun is setting, boys shout and girls are crying. What's the point of forgetting if it's followed by dying?
One of the founders of the New Eureka Poets Cafe, a professor of Shakespeare at Rutgers, Miguel Algarin, certainly brought the oral tradition to life. Here is a poem about AIDS.
If I were to show you how to continue holding on, I would not kiss you. I would not mix the fluids of my body with you. For your salvation cannot bear the live weight of your sharing liquids with me. Sometimes I fear touching your plump earlobes, I might contaminate you. Sometimes I refuse odors that would drive my hands to open your thick thighs. Sometimes closing my ears to your voice wrenches my stomach and I vomit to calm wanting. Can it be that I'm the bearer of plagues? Am I poison to desire? Do I have to deny yearning for firm, full flesh so that I'll not kill what I want? No juices can flow between you and me. Only dry sands will suck me in.
John Trudell, Santee, Dakota, founder, one of the founders of the American Indian Movement, the voice of Radio Alcatraz, musician, actor, movie maker, truly one of our great poets. Here's a poem of his never before recorded. These poems all appear on the PBS series The United States of Poetry, directed by Mark Pellington, produced by Josh Blum and Washington Square Films, and yours truly, which is streaming on Amazon Prime. The poem's also available on a soundtrack album released by Mouth Almighty Mercury Records, and in the anthology, The United States of Poetry, published in a lavishly illuminated volume by Abrams Publishing. And this podcast is being recorded in the Bowery Poetry Studios with Monsieur Ram Devanini, producer and engineer, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts.